I say these things not because I'm worried about those who are falsely accused and spoken ill of, for they are even worthy of honor when they handle such accusations with dignity, but because I'm worried about you who speak ill of others. For the one who is wrongly accused, the Scriptures declare to be blessed. However, they cast out the slanderer from the holy mysteries and even from the very premises. For it says, "Whoever slanders their neighbor in secret, I will put to silence." And it also states that such persons aren't worthy to read the sacred text. Because why, it questions, do you recite my laws and take my covenant on your lips? Subsequently specifying the reason, it says, you sit and slander your own brother. At this point, it doesn't clearly state whether the accusations are true or false, but in other parts, this is included in its prohibition, implying that speaking ill, even if it's true, shouldn't come from you. For do not judge, it commands, lest you be judged, since even the one who spoke ill of the tax collector was condemned, although what he accused his neighbor of was in fact true.